Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 18th, 2023. Today he is talking about the essential need for change in behaviors and attitudes that are not in alignment with love. To awaken is to know that only love is real. As the Daily News continues to report on fresh major corruption issues and conflicts worldwide, remind yourselves that all of these are in fact problems that have been ongoing for a very long time. Their disclosure is intensifying now so that they can be clearly seen and released, thus inviting and allowing love to flow fully and freely throughout humanity, awakening all to the need for major changes in humanity's attitudes and behaviors. These changes are occurring and are most effectively dissolving age-old fears, angers, hatreds, and resentments to which many have been clinging and thus hiding from themselves the personal awareness that love is their true and eternal nature. To awaken is to know that only love is real and to understand that anything that is contrary to it is utterly unreal, a figment of severely damaged and traumatized human psyches, blocking or hiding awareness from people of their own unchanging true nature. As your collective awakening process comes rapidly to its moment of completion, focus your attention within, to your heart centers where you can and will most definitely feel the love that you are residing there. You will also be aware of the pain and suffering that is seemingly enveloping vast swathes of humanity, so do reset your most powerful intentions. I cannot sufficiently stress the importance of this. To be only loving whatever arises, at least once daily, and also whenever a situation arises in your own day-to-day living that stirs up emotions of fear or anger within you. You are presently incarnate to do just this, to bring to completion the changes in your own attitudes and behaviors that are not yet fully in alignment with love. Because doing this is your main purpose as a human in form, and doing so is extremely powerful. Many of you have been doing this for decades, and the evidence of its effectiveness can be seen all across the world in the kindness and generosity that so many of you are demonstrating on a daily basis. Do not be distracted and disillusioned by the constant drama with which social media and mainstream media are incessantly presenting you. That constant presentation of endless drama is a major aspect of the collective awakening process, because it most clearly demonstrates to all the intense need for major transformation in the ways that disagreements, altercations, and controversies are handled worldwide. Everyone desires to be treated with honor and respect, and not to be harshly judged as wrong without being fully heard. Everyone most certainly does deserve to be honored, respected, and heard. That is what love does, always. Every one of you, without exception, is an eternally beloved child of God, your brothers and sisters in an eternal and unbreakable relationship with one another. Even though this may not be apparent, and even though the thought of this may horrify some of you, you therefore need to offer one another loving support in every interaction, never disdain or contempt, even when you disagree with them or when they disagree with you. Conflict resolves nothing. To awaken is to move beyond conflict into unconditional loving acceptance of one another, which is a state in which even the idea of conflict can never arise. One of the main areas of human disagreement is the belief, held by many, that if push comes to shove and agreement cannot be reached peaceably, then conflict will most certainly bring it to a satisfactory conclusion for those who know that they are in the right. Far too many still adhere to this totally unrealistic presumption, especially if they believe that they themselves will be far removed from any actual physical conflict that may occur. As you are well aware, those who have the power and authority to instigate conflicts hardly ever actually allow either themselves or their families to become personally enmeshed in them. In fact, conflicts are often driven solely by the rhetoric of those who claim authority over others and by those who will inevitably benefit from them, whatever the outcome. The fact that many others will be severely injured, maimed, or killed does not in the least concern them. This has always been the case, despite rhetoric to the contrary. As the vast majority of humanity is definitely now fully aware, conflict is long past its sell-by date. It is now time, finally, to ensure that those in authority never again have the prerogative to initiate war, regardless of whatever reasons they may present as justification for doing so. Those in authority are there only to serve all humanity, and never to use you for their own nefarious purposes. Those of you reading or listening to this message, and indeed others like it, know that your purpose and your nature is love. By setting the daily intent to be only loving, you massively intensify the loving field of energy that you share and extend around you, thus greatly assisting others to become aware that they too are powerful and sovereign beings of love. Love is the infinitely vast energy field in which all that exists is eternally present. Now, it is Mother Father God expressing herself abundantly so that every need is instantly satisfied, completely and comprehensively satisfied before it is even recognized, so that every sentient being, every magnificent reflection of the Mother herself is in every moment embraced by her and enveloped within her. There is nowhere else. Therefore, as you make your regular visits into the depths of your being, to your own individual holy inner sanctuaries, to pay respects to yourselves and to your Divine Mother, make a point of reminding yourselves that there is nowhere else apart from the loving source that is your Mother, who created you for eternal, joy-filled living. You are one with her in every moment, so dismiss any and every doubt to which you may still be clinging about your worthiness to be in her presence, because it is only your own deeply ingrained self-doubts that block your awareness to knowing the wonder and worthiness of who you are. With so very much love, Saul.